Chancellor Ling, members of the Board of Governors, President Nelson, members of Cabinet, faculty, staff, honored guests, family, friends, and fellow graduates. I would like to thank the faculty for the opportunity to speak here today. It is an honor to be able to share with us some thoughts about our success. What a wonderful and joyous occasion for all of us graduating today is a result of hard work, time, and sacrifice. I would like for us to think of today as our altar to the Lord. In the Old Testament, the Israelites had a tradition of building altars to God to mark his faithfulness, his blessing, his power, and as a reminder to tell their children about his good works. Today, as we think of our altar, we need to be aware that many of the offerings and sacrifices that it took to be here today, and a portion of these are not efforts of us as graduates, and yet they are fundamental to our success. In my case, even though I drove in from Cambridge daily, I never had to put gas in the car more than once or twice. Each cold winter morning at 5:30, when I started the car, the gas gauge would jump up to almost full, even though I had parked it on almost empty. And I thank the Lord for such a wonderful man in my life who supported me and would fill the gas tank. I know this story repeats itself amongst us as graduates in unique and wonderful ways. So if it's filling up a gas tank or a bank account, our empty stomachs, our emotional buckets, or just listening to us go on and on about what we had learned that day, we as graduates want to thank our family and friends, those who love and supported us and are part of our success. Another set of offerings on the altar today, yet again, did not come from us as graduates, but are the efforts and hard work of the staff and faculty at Tyndale. Their labors bring us success that we celebrate today. I remember finishing a rather lengthy paper for Professor Foster, and I was feeling sorry for him because he was going to have to read it. My paper may have contained some gobbledygook, and not only my paper, but 55 or so other papers. Not to suggest that anyone else has had gobbledygook, I'm not saying that, but at that time, mine did. The hours of reading and marking that he was facing, and I wondered why he didn't just take the easy way out and cut corners and make it easy for himself. All of our professors took time and effort for our success. They went above and beyond, and we are so thankful for their dedication and commitment. We also acknowledge our own hard work and efforts that bring us here today. When we stayed up reading the materials, sometimes again and again until they made sense. When we revised the materials, we rewrote the paper and we took out the gobbledygook. Not only our own individual efforts, but our efforts as a community to help each other be successful. When we cheered each other on and we picked each other up after we failed. Barbecues on the lawn, chapel, sports events, the treats that Sandra brought in and brightened our day. It is good for us to celebrate our own efforts, but if we simply clap each other on the back and pump our own muscles and acknowledge our own greatness, then we are wrong. It is prideful and it is dangerous. We realize that our success is because of God's faithfulness and blessings. Our success is because the power, grace, and strength of God. Knowing and acknowledging this, we gain another blessing. When life's challenges come our way, when self-doubt, stress, and confusion climb under the covers in the depths of night and strangle our brains all night long, when sleep and miracles seem far away and prayers appear to go unanswered, remembering that even our individual success is a result of God's touch in our lives will bring us comfort. Finally, we chose Tyndale because we wanted to learn about the world through the lens of truth, from people who know truth and have experience working in it. We chose Tyndale because we want and pray that our lives will be witness and our labor will be devotion. So as we celebrate success today, we put it back down on the altar to God. We ask God to bless us as witness and in service to Him. We have accomplished what we have through Christ, His faithfulness, His strength, His grace, and His love, and we pray that this will bring glory to God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you.